Off the Ball Breakfast.
I have not seen a minute of this tournament.
That's what the cool kids say these days.
Genuinely haven't.
Everyone's saying that. I haven't seen a second of it.
It's not a thing. It hasn't even...
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Cillian Fahey here, captain of Limerick, heading into the Tailteann Cup final this weekend against Kildare. How are you and the lads feeling ahead of this there?
Yeah, great. Looked as good. I suppose we're on the camp since the semi-final. We're delighted to be here now. Looking forward to a good game on Saturday.
Yeah, and obviously you're having a good year. You got promoted up to Division 3. How was that sort of coming off the back of last year, trying to build a bit of momentum this year and obviously going unbeaten so far in the Tailteann Cup in the group stage and obviously the quarter and semi-final?
Yeah, look, it was massive. It was massive to get the first win, really, the start of the year. Our first win was against London over in London. So, look, it's been great. It's been a great year since then. And I think that first win for us was massive to start with the momentum throughout the year.
Yeah, and you talk about that win against London. Obviously, the last few years have been difficult. You went 17 games without a win and Jimmy Lee coming in. How did he sort of shift the mindset within the group?
Yeah, like there's been a bit of talk about though, that kind of winless run, and look, it didn't really feed into our heads at all. Like there was a big change over in the last couple of years in players and management, so it wasn't as if, you know, it was the same group that were together for those 17 kind of losses. So look, it's funny, like that the new young lads that came in and the new coaches, it's like a new team, so it didn't really feed into our minds at all.
Yeah, and speaking of that, I think you had 16 new faces on the panel this year. What's that been like for yourself to sort of see the new generation of players coming through?
It's brilliant. Like the young guys have been brilliant. They've injected a lot of energy. Being young, they're fearless. Like so, they're kind of paving a way for the older lads to follow as well. So yeah, look, they're great. And there was a change in the management team. Like the coaches that came in this year have been brilliant as well. So yeah, look, it's been a great year.
Yeah, and Jimmy Lee spoke at the start of the Munster Championship, and we're speaking about the new rules and how it positively affects your team, and how you're obviously a team that like to attack. How have you found the rules yourself?
Brilliant. Yeah, look, they've been overall they've been positive. They've been very positive. Makes the game a lot better to watch and a lot more enjoyable to play. So while it's a little bit tougher on the body and that, but it's overall as well worth it.
Yeah, and obviously you have a great range of scorers. You've like St Nocton coming in, and you've Danny Neville and Emmett Richter as well getting that crucial score against Westmeath, and yourself popping up with scores. How important is it to have sort of that vast array of scores and not being relying on maybe one player?
Yeah, look, sure, like if you have only one or two players scoring for an opposition team, it's easy to hone in and focus on those one or two players. So it's important that fillers are popping up all over the field, and the lads have done that this year. We've done that, and You've like even Josh Ryan coming up from goals, kicking scores and taking frees. Look, he's been brilliant as well. So very important to get a widespread of scores throughout the team.
Yeah, just you mentioned Josh Ryan there. Obviously against Wicklow had that massive penalty save and then come up with a few scores himself. He spoke after that game and said that this is our time for Limerick. Is that something that's been bed in within the group? When was that moment where you thought we're able to compete here?
Yeah, look, I don't know if there was a moment. Like, I think being here in a league final and winning a league final definitely gave everybody a lot of confidence. So if I was to pick one moment of the year, would have definitely been that. But look, I think it's been a steadily building process, in that, you know, the more you win, the more confidence you get, the more kind of, I suppose, confident you are going into games. So yeah, it's kind of been steadily building throughout the year.
And you speak about sort of playing here in the league final. How important is that, the experience of playing in Croke Park? Obviously a huge pitch, big crowd expected on Saturday. How will you and the lads approach that, and how will that experience help you?
Yeah, look, we don't get here too often, so to get here in the league final and to get over the line was brilliant. Definitely gave us a lot of confidence going forward, and even a couple of weeks ago against Wicklow, like, will definitely stand to us next week. So I suppose it's just experience, and then being able to go back to your experience when you're in a tough moment.
Yeah, and obviously you haven't faced Kildare yet in the Tailteann Cup. What will you expect as a panel?
Look, they're a brilliant team. Like, they're up in Division 2 now next year, and they're very lucky in the Leinster Championship, and they've been brilliant throughout the Tailteann Cup. So look, we're expecting a really tough battle. They're a team that like to attack and put up huge scores. So look, it'll be a difficult game, and they'll be, you know, they'll be favourites going into the game, but look, we'll give it our all.
And just on yourself, captaining the side, walking out in Croke Park, that must be special.
It is, yeah. Look, and I think everybody that gets the opportunity to do that says it is special, and it is, like, and I've been able to captain the team at Croke Park and win a national trophy in the league was, you know, something I'll never forget. Like, so just really looking forward to it again.
And if we look at the past sort of victors of the Tailteann Cup, you had Down in 2023 and Meath last year, and we've seen what they've been capable of doing this season.
Yeah.
Is that something that you and the lads are striving towards the next 3 to 5 years
or so? Definitely, we want to play as at a higher level as we possibly can. So, look, this is definitely a stage on the journey, and it's one that's very important. We're not looking any further than Saturday at the moment, but I think in a wider context, you do want to try and work your way up the ladder. So, this is definitely a really important milestone.
On this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast,
we had some of this.
It was going to be the end of a drought for one of them now, and a lot smaller.
That wasn't a drought. You didn't have a drought.
You had a little torch.
Right. They had a hard.
They turned off the taps for about 5 years. That's all that happened. You didn't have a drought.
And we also had this.
I remember going to my local school two weeks before All Ireland, and whatever happened, it was a helicopter landing in the pitch across the road. 3 or 4 hours, and this parent came up to me. She goes, "When the son came home yesterday and says that David Beckham landed in a helicopter and came to our school today, he said he thinks he just Francis had the greatest day of his life." Wrong DB.
You can catch everything from this morning's Off the Ball Breakfast on the Go Loud app, and every weekday morning from 7:30.